Real Camp Mysteries, Part 1, Max Hirsch's Job.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Korama 102.3 FM. I'm Jeremy, here with Carmi, and we're trying to figure out the biggest mystery in camp that you've all been asking questions about. What is Max Hirsch's real job? Carmi, do you have any idea?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I really don't have any idea. Is there anything you know about the job of Max Hirsch?
Well, I was wondering the same questions as you, so Bennett and I went out into the field to figure this out. Here's what we got.
What does Max Hirsch do in camp?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He doesn't actually have a real job. No one, he also doesn't have authority. Don't listen to him.
Well, I think you answered this already, but does he even have a job?
No, he does not have a job.
All right. Thank you, Dylan Feynman.
All right, we're here with Will Roberts, Laser Wolf Davidovich. We're trying to solve one of the greatest mysteries in camp. What does Max Hirsch do? Have you interacted with Max Hirsch at all?
Yes.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, so as Max Hirsch's former co-counselor a couple of summers ago, do you know what he does now as his job in camp?
I believe he works in the programming office. Nobody's really sure, though.
Do you think he has a job?
Probably not.
That's all we need.
This is Cole Ramah. We're live with Josh Mayer. We're not really live. Josh Mayer, do you know what Max Hirsch does in camp?
No.
Do you know who Max Hirsch is in camp?
I've heard of him, but I don't know who he is.
Thank you for your time.
It seems to me that the popular belief in Machane Ramah is that Max Hirsch is currently unemployed.
It seems that from the people we interviewed, I would agree with that statement. So why is he actually even in camp, if this is true?
I don't know. I mean, we have more interviews that maybe give more insight onto this, but it's a great question. We don't exactly know we know he doesn't have a job, but why exactly is he in camp is a great question.
We're here with my mom, and we have a couple questions for you. What does Max Hirsch do in camp?
I actually don't know the answer to that.
Do you think he has a job in camp?
He definitely does, because he interviewed me before for, like, an article.
Okay, I think we're done here. We are here in the Mo with Damian, drinking some interesting tea. We have some questions for you. What does Max Hirsch do in camp?
Oh, Max? His job, I think, is being annoyed at me. Every time I look at him, he's like, my day just got worse because I met you, because I just ran into you. It feels like that's his job in camp. He was just hired at being mad at me.
Okay, thank you.
We're here with Rosaline Wojtovich and Chloe Ahrens and Adat Hagesher. Oh, and Maddie Herman's on the scene. We're trying to solve a camp mystery. What is Max Hirsch's job in camp? Could you describe in Mateem terms what exactly it is that Max Hirsch does in camp?
Sometimes he drives old people around in golf carts because they can't walk by themselves because they're old.
I see him lurking on porches every now and again. The occasional go back to your bunk, or why are you
back
here
to,
right
go
now?
Go back to your Sharif Banot.
Sharif Banot,
yeah.
Yes.
I think that he's that one guy in camp who's was hired to not sleep the whole summer and just stay up walking around camp making sure that no one is doing anything they're not supposed to be doing.
So there's a lot of interesting theories as to why Max Hirsch is in camp, and I find them all very interesting. I found one particularly interesting, driving people around in golf carts, particularly old people. Now, why exactly old people and why exactly golf carts could be a big factor in this mystery. What do you think, Jeremy?
Well, I mean, almost anyone who has a driver's license can drive around old people at camp. So, of course, they give Max that job because they don't trust him that much.
Yeah, I think trust could be an issue with Max Hirsch because, you know, he doesn't seem too trustworthy, so driving around old people seems logical. Another thing I noticed was lurking on porches and not sleeping all summer. Humans need sleep, and I think it's interesting that he's the man to not sleep the entire summer. Maybe he is not a human. Maybe he is a cyborg. We don't know. That's what the mystery is all about.
Yeah, that is a very interesting theory. I think I agree with that. I know he likes to overstep his boundaries, which is why he's always on porches at night. And yeah, maybe he isn't here.
Let's take a look at some other interviews and maybe help form a more concrete theory on that.
And is it possible that he is a cyborg?
I would say yes. That is in the realm of possibility.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for your time.
Of course, anytime. I would love to solve some more camp mysteries for you.
And we only have the one.
I'll think of another one for you.
As a part of our investigation, we tried to find the elusive Max Hirsch and interview him. But this task was a challenge, but after much struggle, we found him. This is what he said.
Do you consent the use of your voice to be on the radio, Korma?
Bevakasha.
Okay, first question is, do you even have a job at camp?
No.
No. All right. Can you describe in a haiku what your daily responsibilities are?
Well, today, I woke up. I don't think I can do it in a haiku.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at...
Cracks under pressure.
I'm bad at poems. That's why I'm not hired to do poetry at camp.
Well, can you describe your responsibilities at all?
I woke up today. I put the Modia, the newsletter, on every table in the Khadar at breakfast.
Wow.
Milk doesn't go to breakfast.
I've seen Milk at breakfast every day.
Me too.
Good one. Good one! Shabbat shalom. Then I went to help.
He's too cool.
The slideshow that they were going to watch of their time at camp.
Tom who? Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, yes. Tom Brady came to camp to watch a slideshow, so I helped present it for him in the Ulam TV room.
Interesting.
Then I gave him a tour of camp. He very much enjoyed it. And now I'm going to go upstairs and help people come up with programs and then order supplies for those same programs.
How do you feel about hot pots in camp?
Hot. Sorry. Safe. For camp.
We still have some more questions for you.
Okay.
Bennett would like to ask some.
Is it true that you sell marshmallow fluff on the black market to Kochavimers?
Never to Kochavimers, only to Ta'am Romaniks.
Interesting. Scenario. It's 12 o'clock. You're at your desk when a tornado hits. Do you save 16 Machon boys or 12 and a half Machon Kochavim girls?
Depends on the Machon boys.
What's your purpose in life?
My purpose in life is to watch the sunset every day.
Here are a series of questions we'd like you to answer as fast as possible. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Cat.
If you were a body part, what body part would you be?
Toe.
If you were a verb ending in ing, what verb ending in ing would you be?
Sleuthing.
If you were a kitchen utensil, what kitchen utensil would you be?
Whisk.
And if you were a place in camp, where would you be?
Gon Kalman.
What is that?
Similar to the fact that no one knows what I do in camp. No one knows what my favorite place in camp is.
I know. Like,
are we done here?
No, we're not. We'll never be done.
are these just going to be personal Milk questions for me?
Yes. Max Hirsch, is it true that your role model in camp is Gideon?
No.
Is it true that every night you go to bed and think, how could I be more like Milk tomorrow?
No.
If you could be a planet, would you be Jupiter because it's the biggest? Saturn because they put a ring on it, or Uranus?
Can I be Mars? I feel like Mars is really interesting.
Mars is the god of war. Seems a bit conflicted.
Yeah, but everyone's so interested in whether there was life on Mars. I feel like I'd like to be Mars and people would study me all the time.
I think everybody knows there's no life on Max Hirsch.
That was a weird sentence.
Do you have anything to say about the Chanichim at Machane Ramah in Berkshires?
I'm Max Hirsch and I hate campers.
After hours of intense interviews and research, we have concluded that Max Hirsch has no job at camp. Oh, wait, it seems we have just got some last-minute evidence that could give us an idea to what Max Hirsch does at camp.
Rabbi Linden, this is a drive-by interview.
Okay, we're meeting. So.
Awesome. We understand that you are involved, at least to some degree, in the hiring process here at camp, so you might be the best person to answer the biggest mystery in camp, which is, what does Max Hirsch do in camp?
Sure. Well, Max is actually the director. I'm the puppet, and he makes all the decisions and signs all the checks, and basically he runs the camp.
Is that power come from his prestigious pedigree as a son of a board member or two?
No, it just comes from him being the best person in camp to run the place. He makes the best decisions and knows the most, and so he gets to be in charge.
And how will Max Hirsch being director affect the possibilities and potential for change and other areas of camp, like Chug and Friday Night Shira?
Well, that's really a question for Max. I mean, he gets to make the decisions, as I said. I wouldn't want to speak for him. I think I would probably get in trouble. So I think you should really ask him.
Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
I think we finally solved one of the most significant camp mysteries of the 21st century. We all know that Max Hirsch runs the camp. Not sure how I feel about that, but the truth has been released. This has been another camp adventure brought to you by Kol Ramah 102.3 FM. Listen daily for more real camp mysteries. See ya.
We would like to thank all the people who helped make this podcast a reality.
Milk, Liana, Jeremy, Carmel, Bennett, Ethan Linden, and all of the interviewees.
And of course, a special thanks to the one and only Maxwell Hirsch.